We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. It is City Day here on In Focus. Manhattan City Commission meets tonight, 7 p.m. And that meeting is broadcast in three different platforms, cityofmhk.com/TV. That's where I generally like to view it. And then there's the Facebook page and then Cox Cable Channel 3. And so you can participate in your local government, know what's going on. It's so important this year, probably more than it has been really any time in our in recent history. And we'll be talking next about one of the general agenda items. I'm going to go over to item B, and this is a temporary use of a city sidewalk or public plaza during the pandemic pertaining to the sale, service, and consumption of alcoholic liquor and cereal malt beverages. This is a request from some downtown businesses. I know this has been talked about recently in the news.
It has. So last meeting, the commission did approve the request to create these platforms. And essentially why these platforms are needed is our streets have crowns on them, and the parking areas in front of the businesses downtown are slope from the center of the street to the curb, because that's where all the stormwater runs and then runs down the curb until it gets into an inlet. Also, the sidewalks have a cross slope, and previously the commission had approved the businesses expanding out into the sidewalk for more than just sidewalk sales days, but to be able to have that. But to really have an impact to create additional seating and dining opportunities, extending it out into the parking areas would be beneficial to allow for more occupancy of these restaurants and businesses. So one of the things that is now needing to be addressed is whether we had previously allowed for those restaurants that sell alcohol to be able to serve it on that sidewalk, which is right out in front of their business, but not be able to carry it into a public street. And so now that the platforms have been approved and assigned to those restaurants or other businesses, now the extension of that alcohol use to be able to go to that platform, for that server to be able to go carry that alcohol into a public street in this designated area, is what this discussion and consideration is about.
Okay, and so would these be like, when we hear the word platform, is it like is it fenced in, or is it just kind of a flat, like a flatbed thing?
So they're kind of a deck, if you will, and the deck will have side railings. But the whole purpose of the deck is to create that flat surface so that water will run underneath it, and won't block any storm water from happening, but also create a level area for ADA access and a ramp for that purpose, and creates more area than you have to create maintain a 5-foot walking distance on the sidewalk that has, and that ADA area is out not near the curb, because that's where the streetscape is, but about in the middle. So it creates a level surface and an area that would have a fence or rail, if you will, to keep people from. It's not a huge elevated area, but to create safety and then create separation, obviously, from if you're in the street, you got vehicles out there and other things, even though you have a different aspect of vehicular travel, it's slower, and certainly items that will provide safety measures to protect that area. So instead of cars occupying that parking area, it'll be this decking or platform, if you will. The businesses will be responsible for setting up the tables and chairs for, and there'll be an agreement with each business that is assigned a platform.
All right. Sounds like an interesting solution to kind of keep business going here, even during the pandemic. Mayor Reddy, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. You know, like I said, businesses are certainly doing everything possible to stay active. And also, a lot of our residents want to go out and eat, and they want to make sure it's also safe for them. And it has been shown that eating outside and, you know, still being spaced out 6 feet and taking all the other precautions is probably much safer than being in a poorly ventilated restaurant or inside a poor ventilated space. So hopefully this, you know, helps some consumer confidence, helps our businesses. And it's not, you know, restaurants can partner up with other businesses in downtown area or other agencies. And ultimately the liability and such will be on the businesses that are going to be using these platforms. So we're also trying to make it structurally safe for them and also encourage visitors or anybody that's in Manhattan to go to and enjoy what we have in Manhattan. You know, I'm so used to, before 2020 happened, just promoting Manhattan constantly. Come visit Manhattan. You know, we have all of these wonderful things. And I still want to be able to do that. And now we just have to take this extra measure to make sure we are being safe in the process, because I also don't want to be okay with spreading the virus. So, and you know, people are tired of just always staying at home, and they want to have a way to stay cautious and enjoy the outdoor, especially dining. So we'll see. I think the other piece that's positive about this project is we can always reuse them. So it's not like a one and done. We have storage space for them in our city facilities, and we can use them annually for different purposes in downtown. Parking will be an issue, so that's something we will constantly have to discuss, but at least it creates a good walk traffic and people can enjoy the weather. And we have to think out of the box these days, and this is one of those resources. Maybe Spark Money can help with it too.
I was just going to ask, you know, obviously this is going to have some costs associated with it, and it's probably a good thing that it could be used more than just the one time. How much would be on the city's responsibility and how much on the businesses?
So the proposal that was accepted was for the city is going to own the platforms. We're anticipating that the life of the platform should last about 10 years, potentially longer. They'll be very durable. So they'll be owned by the city and be able to be reused at these locations or others, or potentially for a variety of other purposes. So it's intended to be something that could be in place, you know, moving forward, and obviously could come or go from that aspect of it. So that we're estimating that the total cost of the seven platforms is about around $150,000. We did approve economic development funds, but as the mayor indicated, we have this in our Sparks request that was submitted to the county. We think it's an eligible expense, and we'll find out on September 15th whether that's the case or not. But the commission has approved moving forward with economic development funds in the event that Spark money doesn't cover it. But we do think that it is an eligible expense for use of the Spark funds.
All right.
The businesses themselves are responsible for putting the furniture and landscaping and flower pots, that kind of stuff, within the area.
How often will the platforms be removed?
So anticipated that the platforms would be removed for the winter and stored, because they're not as conducive for outdoor use during the winter. And so, you know, whether that comes back in April or May or when that might happen, that will likely be dependent on that particular business and its desire to do so, as well as downtown Manhattan as a whole, as an organization who made the original request.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk more about what's coming up tonight on the agenda for the Manhattan City Commission. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.